Yes, everybody, Sledman here. Coming in hot for Bridgetown Motorworks. You know, there's a lot of things you got to take care of on a regular basis. Your brakes, you know, your oil changes, all that. Check engine lights, any warning lights that come up. You almost have to be like a detective. You got to ask the right questions. When does this happen? There's a lot of people out there that maybe they're not familiar with what goes on. Top off your blinker fluid, your muffler bearing, you name it. These weird rattles or noises. So go down there, check them out. They're located in downtown La Puente, California.
Hey.
Bridgetown Motorworks brings the latest and greatest honesty and quality of work.
What up, partners?
What up, partners?
So he kept on getting charged like $20 to the point where he was fucking getting in debt, and he kept on getting these letters. And my dad was like, Pancho, like, why do you owe money to the Bank of America? He's like, oh, it's because I owe some company. My dad found out and he told him, why are you owing this money? He's like, oh, it's because I fucking went to like Brazzers and I gave him my information. My dad had to delete it for him because my brother didn't want to do it.
No way. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, but that's what my dad's the shit. Man, my brother's a fucking idiot. But he wasn't embarrassed. He was like, yeah, fuck it, I fucked up. Technology's not good for cavemen, bro. That's what I'm saying, though. What food is the best? Carne asada, shit open over open flame. What's the best alcohol? When you make a paloma from scratch with orange juice, lemon, the fake fucking sour mix, that shit makes you feel like shit. Why? Because it's fucking chemicals. It's not good. We need to retard ourselves and go back to the caveman days, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
Am I wrong? I'm not wrong, bro. But people keep telling me, like, oh, you're a Neanderthal. You keep thinking like the old school. We were happier back then, bro. Aztecs running around naked, swinging our dicks around, drinking tequila. Spaniards come over. They teach us about shame, religion, and all that shit. Now we're fucking miserable. Catholic shame is the worst, bro.
I don't know about you. I like wearing clothes.
I want to walk around with my dick swinging, fucking bumping music. With
that's because you got a donkey dick, dog. I had one like that, too, I'd be showing it off.
I show it off all the time. I like to show my dick.
My dick's small, dog. I piss on my nuts, dog.
That's what I'm saying, though, bro. We used to be like that.
Well, fellas, full disclosure, we are recording now.
Oh,
so.
Shit. So the guy's name, by the way, the guy's name was Ryan. Yeah,
the last person who was talking was Big A. How's it going, Big A?
What up, hon? It's your boy, Big A. I'm feeling great. Really productive day. I'm looking forward to tonight's episode. We're going to have a dope time. I'm going to drink for a special occasion. So definitely coming.
Holy shit. He hasn't drank on a podcast episode in many moons. I'm so excited. This is a microphone check on the What a Partner
show. I think it's only right.
Bigga's in the house ready to drink. I got some partners in the building. Bigga. Let a lot of our partners know who's in the building. Who's in the dojo tonight.
We got some special partners up in the dojo from all... From all areas of the San Gabriel Valley.
And, from all areas of the San Gabriel Valley.
And then a little bit of L.A. also, right, from what you mentioned, where you reside at one point in SUV also. But, I mean, we got some two talented funny cats about to come in and show everybody what we got and just fucking get fucked up. I'm ready to do this.
Hmm. You know Seems like you're a little rusty from a drinking perspective. You're usually sober. Right now you're trying to drink, but you're coming off as awkward and a little bit pervy. Right? Right, guys?
You know what? I'm going to drink the beer tonight.
Just a little bit.
He was supposed to introduce you guys, but you just went into some rant about how you guys are
here. I want to do the build-up of the mic check.
All right.
The episode starts, then
it's a big one.
It's a surprise. Bro.
Okay, so it's a bit of a surprise, even though we're going to list who our partners are on the microphone check. I want to say what's up to the partners who are in the building. Give them a little taste of who you are. Let's start with you, Mr. The guy wearing the Orioles hat. I'm not going to say any names right now because there hasn't been a reveal yet.
Okay, can I state my name?
No.
State your turn-ons and your turn-offs, and then we'll go from there.
I'm a Libra.
Suitor number one.
On the beach. I like puppy dogs and sunsets. I love baseball.
Thank you, suitor number one. Thank you. Suitor number two.
You know what's crazy is my dad loves the Orioles.
Really?
That's his team.
Marlon just likes Oreos, period.
Oh, like, hey, we just announced the name right now.
If I could dunk my baseball team, I would.
What they make Oreos with? They get all the crumbs from all these cookies and they make the Oreo cookies. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, I heard some stories about Oreos.
Oreos are the hot dogs of cookies.
Oreos?
That's what I heard, but they're so good.
Cookie that was made with animal fat, or basically lard.
What'd you call me?
No.
I have a name.
No, but it was made with animal fat. You guys know that?
Hmm. Yeah, that's one of one of the facts I learned about Oreos.
Hence the name, the hot dog of cookies. Yeah. You know?
Oh, shit.
Fucking lips and assholes.
I like Oreos. I do enjoy a dunk probably for about 5 to 7 seconds before I release. I also enjoy a quick dunk where you can turn both pieces and then lick the center and then put them back together and then see what happens from there.
You know, Oreos, I don't know.
You know what? This fool
knows how to lick pussy. You know how to lick some pussy. You turn it apart, lick it, put it back together.
The other day she was like,
I'm getting turned on over here, dog.
If I had a vagina right now, I'd put it in your fucking mouth.
The other day she was like, oh God, yes, don't stop. And I was like,
I don't like motherfuckers. You can't trust motherfuckers that lick the middle. And then my sister used to do that shit. She used to put it back
Is she single still? She used to
put them back into the fucking package.
She's still
shit.
It's like extra hard shell.
You're like biting the cookie.
She gave a lot.
Where's the cream?
She gave a lot of food STDs, dog.
It was nasty.
It's like reusing the same condom.
Yeah. We're like, what the fuck?
Okay, so we have the partners. We're going to go. The Drunken Sailor. I've been hearing a lot of good things about you. We got the my family here. Marlon up in the dojo.
What up in the dojo.
So we're looking forward to this tonight. And I think it's funny. It's how this was supposed to happen like 2-3 years ago. Remember?
Right before COVID.
Yeah, right before
really? Right before this, COVID? Yeah. Holy shit.
So literally right before all that happened, that's when we just had, everybody went in hiatus, but this is
February 2019, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah,
it was that long ago. Yeah. So this is a big deal for us to be here tonight. It's a blessing because we're all here and health is wealth, and we're gonna just fucking have good times.
Well, you guys haven't missed shit.
You haven't missed anything.
Same shit, different toilet.
We've been doing a lot of good stuff, a lot of drinking, a lot of eating, a lot of drinking,
a lot of partying.
That's fucking life,
dude. Yeah. But the beginning of the stage when the show started, dude, I felt like I was talking about the other day. Like, dude, I was in a fraternity, bro. I was like, dude, fuck, we get fucked up. Like,
he created his own fraternity. And he thought he was the president of his chapter.
And he went to a community college, too.
Hey, what was your sorority?
He went to Bryman.
His fraternity was lame-da. Hey, Nerds Part 1 cannot be PG no more in our new day and age.
It's a rapey movie.
Booger was the shit.
The Omega Moves.
Any 80s and 90s show is a rapey, canceled fucking show. Married with Children.
Wait, but you know what? The funny thing about Nerds, the Omega Moves, they had the Landa was an all-black fraternity, and they were all tortas. It kind of makes sense.
You know what? I never thought about it like that, but you're right.
I love that movie, by the way.
I like it, too. No, I'm Booger, fool. I'm Booger. Yeah, I was Booger. The same. When he saw those girls walk in with big old titties and fat ass, he was like, hey, hell yeah, this is how we roll.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
For those of you who don't know, we're talking about the movie Nerds, Revenge of the Nerds, Part 1. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a raunchy, cool, fucking
1984 80s film.
Movie. And there's also Revenge of the Nerds, Part 2, and there might even be a 3 or 4 out there.
Yeah. Hey, you guys remember that? It went straight to TV.
It was so good. That it became a cartoon at one point.
No, it didn't.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Who the fuck animated
but this? But it's crazy looking back at the first movie and how it slowly transitioned to being kids' cartoons.
Wait, did they use the same dudes? Badass. Did they use the same voices?
So. They just had the same character.
Well, Back to the Future was a cartoon too. And in the movie, his mom wanted to fuck the kids. So it's the same shit.
That's why Disney didn't take the film error because of that.
No way.
That scene. Yeah.
A little rapey.
Because the script about him going
fucking incestuous,
and now it's all over you porn. I mean, it's all over Brazzers and his stepmom.
Top choice, top dude.
I find that shit disturbing.
Yeah, don't get me started.
I mean, I jerk off to it, but I still find it disturbing.
I'm very upset. It's like when I go to a restaurant and I find
I'm your sister.
Oh yeah,
I'm your sister.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and you find a hair in your food, but it's like a bomb $80 steak. You're still gonna eat it.
Yeah, of course.
Y'all remember Porky's too, though.
Yeah.
This is meat. Show them why they call you meat. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Why do they call you
Blossom?
Oh, the Lassie. Why do they call her Lassie?
No, Blossom. Huh?
Oh, yeah, That was a chick from fucking
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Police Academy.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No. Her name.
The chick with the mole. The chick with the mole.
She's hot as fuck.
Oh, Police Academy? Yeah.
She wasn't that bad.
What's her name, dude?
Yeah.
All right, look. Normally we have a fact checker.
No, I know, but you sound gay if you know anybody from Sex in the City. So thank God none of us knew who the fuck it was.
Well, I'm only going to tell you guys this. All right. HBO programming on Sunday nights for many years got me through a lot of shit.
Cinemax. Yeah. Skinamax.
And that was one of my favorite slot machines in Vegas, the Sex in the City one. Not really? Part one, part two. It's great. So, it was very loose, like them.
You're savage. Fool.
Skyscraper. There was a movie called Skyscraper with Anna Nicole Smith that it doesn't get the respect.
She's an action hero, right?
I used to jack off
like
to that.
She's like a diehard.
Is that good? Is that good?
Well, is Anna Nicole Smith in the 90s? With used to? She was the first thick woman. Like, back in the days, there was not a lot of thick bitches in Hollywood. Anna Nicole Smith, rest in peace, was the first thick chick that I was like, dude, she's thick. I like this. Before the whole big girl movement. Anna Nicole Smith was hot, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I told you to put it on silent.
Ay,
what did I say? Put it on silent.
Pardon.
I told you.
I took a picture with Anna Nicole Smith. And she came to Azusa.
You fucked up his whole Anna Nicole Smith story, dude.
No, I'm just saying. Anna Nicole Smith was the first thick woman. She was on the guest Gene covers. She was thick. Yeah. And as a kid, I used to be like, oh, wow, I like thick women. But my dad used to tell me, like, no.
No, es gorda, mijo.
Yeah, está gorda.
No,
my dad used to tell me, get a petite woman, because once you get older, they'll stay petite.
She's going
to
get fat.
But if you get a thick girl when you're young, when you get older, she's going to get fat. And I'm like, but I don't care. I like thick women. Like, to be honest, I think my dad has a small dick.
Was your dad a paleontologist?
No. But I'm just saying, if you like small...
You never saw it in the shower?
He never showed it to you, huh?
No, but he saw... I fucking wish I could show my shit nowadays, you know?
You can.
I'm just saying,
it'll
though,
be awkward, but
why
you can.
Why do you think Asian men like petite women? Because they got small dicks. Why do you think brothers like the bigger girls? Because they know they can handle that shit.
Hmm.
You like what you can handle. I know what I can handle. I like thick broads.
I like
handle
thick
them.
Broads and I cannot lie.
You other ones can't deny. When a girl walks in with a bad ass and you're
nothing in your face, you catch.
I'm just saying, dude. You like what... Your dick does not lie.
Your dick does not lie. You should bumper sticker that one.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Remember, my hips don't lie. My dick don't lie.
My dick don't lie. No, it's because nowadays... Right. But people want to say, like, oh, you have to find... Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. When I like what I like. If I go to a strip club and I see a girl with a fucking pedorron, I'm like, oh, shit, my dick
Chacaron.
Like... Yeah, my dick
Chacaron.
Like... I'm not a titty... I'm not a... Are you a titty guy? I'm not a titty guy.
Shit, I love ass and titties.
I'm an ass guy.
Ass and titties.
I like titties.
If you can pick one or the other,
and
though.
Big booty
one
bitches.
Or the other. One or the other.
Can I have one? You can
ass.
Have
I'm an ass man. Ass man.
I'm a titty man, I think.
Okay, all right. There's nothing.
At my core.
And there's nothing wrong
like
with that.
Tits.
Hey, you can like whatever you
cock.
Because
I think deep down, everybody has an ass, but not everybody has tits.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Maybe you're just...
No, but it's different.
Know.
It's different. I remember back in the days, rap videos, a lot of the chicks were skinny. And then Sir Mix-a-Lot came out with that that song, I Like Big Butts, I Can't Lie. And then I was like, fuck.
I beg to differ because LL Cool J had that song, Big Butts.
All right.
Listen, folks, this is getting hot.
This
I forgot. This is just
too.
A mic check. Right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room. We're going to make sure everybody's silky. And then we're going to start this fucking show.
Let me get two more IPAs.
We're going to finish this mic check real quick. Right. So, Drunken Sailor, go ahead and finish off. You're on your own. Quick monologue. I want to test your audio. Just you.
Okay, look, man. I'm a man and I love big butts. I cannot lie. I just been addicted to them since I was a kid. First girl that I remember was Anna Nicole Smith. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's thick as hell. What's wrong with liking thick women? I don't see anything negative about liking thick women. But I gotta like it. You can't force me to like it. Like, if you're too big, I'm like, I'm not into that shit. I've been to strip clubs where, like, when the girl's on the pole, she looks like the Al Pastor taco. I'm like,
hey, nice.
Se están pasando de verga.
Drunken Sailor,
no se pasan de verga. No se pasan de verga.
Stay tuned. Drunken Sailor, any final words before we start the show?
You know what, ladies? If you got big titties or a fat ass, shake it. Like it's not...
Check it like your mama gave
I'm
you.
I'm just no. I'm just saying, like, you don't know what a guy might be going through. He might be depressed. He might be like you know, sad. He might just lost it.
Throw him a bone.
That's all we need to get us from stopping and from killing ourselves.
No shit.
Yeah.
The man is mental health.
Sex.
Pussy.
right. Panocha.
Big A. Yeah, that was nice you said right there. I must say that it definitely opened my eyes to a different point of view of how much I do love ass. And I love breasts as well. But, I mean, there's something about that W, you know, when it's bent to the other direction. And the view, the skin, you know. But, yeah, that is true. You can't have somebody tell you what to like. If someone, like when you mentioned earlier about if a woman walks up to you like, well, yeah, I'm big, love me, this is who I am. And like you're forcing me to have to like you, which I probably still would if you were, you know, want to have fun.
Big A, but this is not personal time with your psychiatrist, man.
Hi, man, I'm sorry.
You got lost in his own freaking thoughts.
Frazier, hey, it's Frazier.
Frazier-ed us right now. Yeah. Talk radio with Big A after dark.
Okay, back to you, bud.
All right.
But I got Marlo. Points. I like the fact that you agree with me. Yeah, I got points.
That's true. All right, partner.
I want to talk about ass and titties, and I'm a titty man. Yeah, I don't like asses because caca comes out of there. Like, I like going back to the mammary stage, like when you used to suckle on nipples for nourishment, you know what I mean? So, titties, ass and titties. I mean, I like an occasional big booty bitch, you know, but my preference, like, you know, like you're having a beer, you're enjoying beer, you're a beer guy, but occasionally you like that paloma, that tequila. That's how I feel. That's my take on it.
I did date a girl named Paloma once. Never a dude named Tequila, though.
Really? Did Paloma live in La Puente?
She did, man. You dated her, you motherfucker.
Yeah, no mami.
His name was Jose Cuervo.
There you go. All right, partners, this is the microphone check. We are ready to start the show. I want to say what up to all my partners out there that are listening and glistening on the Mundo tonight for the What Up Partner Dojo. WhatUpPartner.com for all your silky needs. We are on every platform. We're going live on Local Music Experience, LME. Download the app. More info
local
to come.
LocalMusicExperience.com.
And for the meantime, come and check out the What a Partner podcast. I got my partners in the building. Let us practice the What a Partner. Here we go. On the count of three, I'm going to go, What a Partner. And y'all follow. 1, 2, 3.
What a partners?
Right, what a partner.
I'll start it first. All right. Here we go. What a partners.
What a partner.
What up, partners?
What up, partner?
All right, cool. Now let's do it all in a C minor. All right, here we go. What up, partners?
What up, partner?
All right. Bring it down a little bit. Barry White, bring it down. What up, partners?
What up, partner?
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for the Dope Show.
Oh, thank you.